Homes have been destroyed and vehicles set alight in violent protests on the streets of Belfast in Northern Ireland.
Many people are feeling angry.
Boys who must be about 7, 8 years old, already in hoods and masks.
My neighbour's house was set on fire.
So how did things come to this? Well, the violence erupted after disturbing footage emerged of a brutal knife attack in which a man police have identified as a Sudanese asylum seeker stabbed victim Stephen Ogilvie, causing him to lose an eye. Police charged the alleged attacker, 30-year-old Hardy Al-Adid, with attempted murder, possession of a knife in a public place, and making threats to kill. But in court, he refused legal representation and didn't enter a plea. Mr. Al-Adid was granted refugee status after arriving to the UK in 2023. The attack has ignited anti-immigration demonstrations, but the sentiments behind them have been brewing for a long time right across the UK. Anti-immigration sentiment is a pillar of Nigel Farage's far-right party Reform, which took out a record number of seats in recent local elections. Many have attributed the party's rise to people getting fed up with mainstream political parties, especially as the cost of living rises. Before things kicked off in Belfast, Mr. Farage had reacted strongly to the recent death of Henry Novak in England. The 18-year-old had been handcuffed by police after being stabbed, with his killer, a Sikh man, falsely claiming he'd been racially abused and had acted in self-defence. Mr. Novak's death spurred claims of bias against white people in the justice system, leading to protests as well as these comments from Mr. Farage.
I suggest the rest of us respond to this with pure, cold rage.
And there have been other racially motivated protests sparked by recent incidents too, including race riots in Northern Ireland last year after two Romanian teens were charged with rape, with the charges later dropped. Now, after this Belfast stabbing, far-right figures have been quick to draw a link with immigration, with Reform calling the attack a direct result of treacherous Tory and Labour immigration policy. Tommy Robinson is a convicted criminal and a popular far-right commentator. Online, he's been pushing people to take to the streets against what he's called an invader attack on our people. And those posts have been backed by tech billionaire Elon Musk, who's also been amplifying the anger around Henry Novak's death. Northern Ireland has one of the lowest immigration rates in the UK, and it's the least diverse region, with just 3.4% of the population belonging to an ethnic minority group, compared to 18% in England and Wales and 13% in Scotland.